our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you are always near, responding to all who cry out in pain and suffering. We ask you to continue to help and guide us through this time of global pandemic, and hold before you those seeking to create a vaccine and to bring relief. We are mindful of those who continue to suffer, of those who mourn the death of loved ones, and of those who are most vulnerable to ill health. We remember also those who suffer in our world as a result of prejudice, poverty, or injustice. We pray for those in positions of power and influence, that they may be granted wisdom and act with compassion in all matters. We pray for those feeling anxious for the future. Give them peace, and may we, your people, as we look forward to returning to our places of worship, forgetting not those who remain unable to attend, be filled with your Holy Spirit, that we may truly, whether at home or gathered, respond to your call to be a holy people, building a world where all can possess true life and liberty. We pray that with Moses, we will see our part in your plans and not draw away from the task that you set. For it is you who call us. We remember finally those who have gone before us, and pray you will keep us faithful until we with them know the promised land of the kingdom to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, who invites us to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing now our final hymn, the hymn of Estelle White. Moses, I know you're the man, the Lord said. You're going to work out my plan, the Lord said.